When I pull up to the parking lot, it's time to level up. Dial in, showing out for your team. Listen up, get you some, I stand the fan to give you what you need. Fan fuel, game time, turn up the intensity. Team colors bleeding out, 5-hour energy. For a limited time, get the fan fuel flavor at 5hourenergy.com.
Ah, can't you see it? The world powered by solar and renewable energy. Here at Graybar, with years of renewables experience, we live in that world. Get in touch to see for yourself.
We are now ready to depart.
Book your visit at graybar.com. Yep, Graybar does that.
This holiday, BMW has reunited three members of the family at the BMW Road Home Sales Event. The Agile X3, engineered for any adventure. The plug-in hybrid X5, commanding the streets with unmatched presence. And the all-electric i4, charging into the future with impeccable performance. Hurry in to find what powers your journey at the BMW Road Home Sales Event. BMW, the ultimate driving machine. Hurry in for exceptional offers through January 2nd. Visit BMWUSA.com for details.
Spiegel and Holmes.
Bob Costas.
Matt, thank you very much. And Lawrence, stop dominating the conversation the way you have over the last several minutes, really.
Afternoons on the Score. Darnold, empty backfield, shotgun, and Aaron Jones goes in motion to the right. Darnold looking left, throwing left, and it's caught by Jalen Naylor at the one, reaches for the end zone, touchdown!
Snap the love, looking left, looks right, throws right side, and it is caught for a touchdown, rambling end in traffic. Wow!
Long count by Goff, there's the snap, Jared back, Jared looking, throwing middle, caught Amon-Ra.
Oh yeah.
Count it down, 5, end zone, touchdown. Had a step on the defender, angle to the end zone, took it to the house, and the Lions add to their lead. Easy as ABC. Goff to Amon-Ra.
Yeah, I mean, they got three really good teams.
Oh! They're figuring it out up there in Chicago.
Sorry, Pat. They are not figuring it out here in Chicago, at least not right now. We want your participation in this segment, whether you're on the Twitch stream, inside the mob there. Hello, mob. Let's clean it up in there today.
Oh, all really? Right, what's happening?
Not as strong as it usually is. That's all. I said it in there, so I'm not speaking out of school. But let's clean it up a little bit.
Okay.
You know? And if you want to text the show.
We got to clean it up.
Yeah, you got to clean it up. You want to text the show on this, we would love that too at 312-644-6767.
Okay, what's the question?
The question is this, Matt Spiegel. When you look at the NFC North as a Bears fan, which franchise are you most jealous of?
The Detroit Lions.
I always figured that would be the answer. It's not a bad answer.
It's my answer. But it's my answer, and I've been thinking about it since you posed it in the pre-show. It's my answer because of what they have fixed and how they did it. The hiring of Chris Spielman to become what he is. Now, he's part of their brain trust. They meet every week after the games. It's your cousin Brad Holmes and Dan Campbell and Sheila Hamp. The family owner who now has taken charge.
Hamp and Holmes are there?
Yeah, but Hamp.
Only for about 6 months.
It is. I didn't realize. It's Hamp and Holmes. They're there.
Only for about 6 months. And then...
And Chris Spielman. Did you guys ever have Spielman on the show?
Actually, you know what?
You might have.
You might have.
You might have. He was in the rotation of analysts at that time.
Hamp was really good, too. Like, every now and again... I'd be like, wait, who do you want us to call?
Mm-hmm.
What? Like, what do you mean? He owes you a favor. Oh, okay. Cool.
So that's incredible. But anyway, Chris Spielman's there every week when they meet. And he's part of everything that they do. And it's been a very good thing to have a legit football person who was media. I dream of what the Bears would do if, say, Olin Krutz was in that role. Something like that.
They'll only pay Olin $15 an hour. We can't get Briggs in the linebacker room because they'll only pay him $15 an hour. Like, it's really ridiculous.
Anyway, so what they have from the top on down, for me, it's Detroit, what they have established.
I think that makes a lot of sense. I don't think that there are any bad answers of the three. Let me make an argument for it being the Vikings. The Vikings have a coach that has been able to adapt to the dire situation of, because what you hear people say all the time is, got to have a franchise quarterback if you're going to be competitive in the NFL. Got to have one of those guys. You got to draft him. You can't grow him. Can't coach him up. You got to draft him. He has been out here playing playoff level football, winning one score games with all sorts of quarterbacks, quarterbacks that were left for dead, quarterbacks that were out of playing football at all, and they have been able to do that. Now, granted, they've got the best wide receiver in the game, which is part of the reason that I think that they're very attractive.
But he uses that schematically brilliantly, what they do.
They also have a defensive coordinator who is at head coach level, who has convinced them on how to create an identity for themselves on defense.
And they have a front office synergy I detailed during Turn the Page, where they're acquiring players that fit both schemes beautifully.
And they have the building.
Oh, their building's just recently done.
They actually have the thing that if you're a Bears fan that you want. They've given you the template. Now, granted, the guy who helped do that, the guy who played a huge role in that, now is your president. But they have, and I think it's part of the reason that he can't let stuff go, even though the General Assembly, even today, slapped down the idea of money for the Bears and the White Sox, saying, this is not the environment for us to be giving you money. But they've got the beautiful downtown stadium that rocks. So that's my argument for it being the Vikings.
You could make an argument for the Packers, though.
I look forward to your argument. Please go ahead.
Well, because you have the decades-long arrogance that you get to feel and have towards the Bears and the entire division, and you have a great young quarterback who is clearly locked and loaded contractually for years to come. You have an assortment of young wide receivers that you seem to be able to find everywhere. All these guys now in year one or two or three, like Wicks and Dobbs and Watson and Melton and Reed, all these dudes that you're able to seemingly find. And you have a really, truly brilliant head coach who knows you have to run the ball and is very creative with the way that he runs the ball. And all that does is unleash the quarterback even more. And you get to own the team, you know? If you get
a little thing to put on your wall.
Get a little thing to put on your wall. I mean, you could make cases for all three.
I get it, though.
Yeah. You'd actually enjoy that if you were Bart Winkler. I assume that Bart has some ownership stake on his wall.
I'm sure he does.
He must.
I'm sure he does. So
all three of them are
worth
really
envy.
Yeah, they're really worth
for
envy.
What they've done, and it just makes it feel even worse. And I apologize for that. Here's some of the answers that are coming from the mob and from the text.
Okay.
Audio Kid says the Vikings with their coach. Black Ned Flanders. I'm not even going to read this because we're not talking about the Steelers. Ned, talking about inside the division. CJ says Green Bay sustained success quarterback after quarterback is what I'm jealous of.
Here's some on the text line. Packers. I'm also jealous because they always hire the offensive head coach while the Bears keep hiring the defensive coaches who will take Jenny to church. Most jealous of the Packers. Not fair to go from one Hall of Fame quarterback to another and then another stud after that with no-name receivers. Last year was supposed to be rebuilding year, and they almost went to the damn Super Bowl.
Yeah, it's stuff like that drives you crazy.
Packers for me, says another texter. No matter what they do, their quarterback is always better than ours.
Well, that and just over the years, you know, the Lions and the Vikings have had their ups and their downs. For the Lions, it's mostly been downs, but like, the Packers have been omnipresent. They're just there every year, perpetually 10-6, and they're always building their team correctly from the ball out. It's like over the years, whether it's Montez Sweat or Khalil Mack, it's like, why doesn't our guy have any sacks today? Because they're going up against a right tackle who you've never heard of probably, and they just keep on drafting those guys, and they're all right more often than not.
By the way, have you paid attention to what Khalil Mack has been doing this year? Him pretty good.
Yeah.
He's still pretty good. Okay. There. So there are a bunch of people that are jumping in on this, and we appreciate that. The idea that it's funny because you would think that it's a slam dunk that it would be the Lions because they're so close, and they're the team that a lot of people expect. Would you be shocked if Green Bay beat them in a playoff game?
No. I mean, the way that they just played in that game, that was an incredible game. There was a 34-31 game, and as you said, Love was absolutely terrific, and it took everything that the Lions could muster. Absolutely. It's pretty remarkable. It's pretty remarkable what is happening here with three teams that good. And I remember asking at the beginning of this year, Lawrence, like, who's going to be the sucker at the table? Like, who's going to be the team to – not everybody can be good.
And we kind of thought it'd be the Vikings.
I definitely did.
Because we thought that Darnold would eventually – he'd get figured out. And maybe that's still coming. Maybe that's still in a playoff atmosphere. It happens. But this guy's got, what, 9 or 10 – 100 ratings or more games so far. Like, that's insane.
Yeah, it is insane.
That he's playing that well. And so you look at Kevin O'Connell and you go, how? How were you able to win a couple games with the Pastronaut? How were you able to take a guy that people were like, y'all gonna start Sam Darnold? Good luck with that, bruh.
And then it turns into this. Yeah, it's pretty remarkable.
You made him rich. You've opened the door for your young quarterback to learn, to sit and learn if that's what you want to do it next year. Or if you're him, you can be confident and be like, I'll do it again. If JJ's not ready, I'll find another quarterback. And our offense won't be a problem.
Following a couple of stories that are developing. One is this. The Astros, according to John Heyman, want Isak Paredes and Seiya Suzuki and either Cam Smith or Matt Shaw from the Cubs in exchange for 1 year of Kyle Tucker.
Would you do that?
No. That is a lot. I mean, if you're going to sign Kyle Tucker, I still wouldn't do it. I wouldn't give up both Suzuki and Paredes and one of those former number one picks. That's too much. That's too much for me. I would do either Seiya and Paredes and one of the number one picks, but I would not. I couldn't do all three of that. I mean, maybe Houston will give you something back. I don't know. But so there's that. And then there's this.
Can't be choosers.
Bill Belichick is finalizing the deal to start as the head coach at North Carolina. It's happening. Belichick is going to North Carolina as the head coach, and the entire football universe is reacting to that.
The whole thing is crazy.
It's where his dad was a coach in the 1950s as an assistant, and theoretically where his son will coach when he is done. So establishing a family legacy at Chapel Hill is not something any of us had on the table for his next job, but there it is.
One more text. Lawrence and Matt, Packers, I want their O-line coach and talent evaluator who decides what O-line to draft. I feel you on that.
Yeah.
I feel you
on that. Oh, yeah, man. The Bears have been horrendous at offensive line evaluation these last 3 years.
Yeah, they've been it's been a problem. Another problem is I'm going to put myself in it even though I've only been here for a couple of months. We never get invited to the company Christmas party.
No, they always have it during this time slot, usually right down the hall, so we go down and grab a piece of pizza during the commercial
break.
They're not
even doing that for us now.
They're across the street.
They're at Millennium Park.
They're ice skating as a group, having festive, joyful times with drinks and foods and blades, which doesn't sound really smart.
No, it does not. It really doesn't. But people are seemingly having a good time. So we sent Shane. He is there right now. So we're going to take a break. We're going to establish contact with him. He's going to let us know what we're missing at the company holiday party. Who's hooking up with whom? Who's drunk? Who looks like they're the lead singer of Sublime? Chad Feldman. We're going to do all of that next here on The Score.
When you think about businesses that are selling through the roof like Aloe, Allbirds, or Skims, sure, you think about a great product, a cool brand, and brilliant marketing. But an often overlooked secret is actually the businesses behind the business, making selling and for shoppers buying simple. For millions of businesses, that business is Shopify. Nobody does selling better than Shopify, home of the number one checkout on the planet and the not so secret secret with Shop Pay that boosts conversions up to 50%, meaning way less carts going abandoned and way more sales going. So if you're into growing your business, your commerce platform better be ready to sell whenever your customers are scrolling or strolling on the web, in your store, in their feed, and everywhere in between. Upgrade your business and get the same checkout experience as business powerhouses like Alo, Allbirds, and Skims. Sign up for your $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odysseypodcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odysseypodcast to upgrade your selling today. shopify.com/odysseypodcast. It's better
over here. After investing billions to light up our network, T-Mobile is America's largest 5G network. Plus, right now, you can switch, keep your phone, and we'll pay it off up to $800. See how you can save on every plan versus Verizon and AT&T at T-Mobile.com/keep and switch.
Up to 4 lines via virtual prepaid card. Allow 15 days. Qualifying unlocked device, credit, service, ported 90 plus days with device and eligible carrier and timely redemption required. Card has no cash access and expires in 6 months.
Football fans, do you want to hear the whole unadulterated truth about where your team stands?
It's the most embarrassing film I have ever watched in my entire life.
Former NFL lineman Mark Schlereth gives his perspective on the top storylines and games on a weekly basis on the Stinkin' Truth Podcast.
You may get out of here with 2 sacks and a tackle for loss, but you're getting out with a bloody nose.
New episodes drop every Monday and Thursday.
It's going to be a street fight.
Make sure to subscribe on the Odyssey app or wherever you find your podcasts.
Four.